Hi bossies, I'm your host Shana Kono, and today I want to talk about the law of compensation. We often talk about success on the show. This show is based on business advice, success stories, and advice in general for your professional and personal life. But there is one law that is essential in succeeding and is the most important part when starting a business or wanting a raise, wanting a promotion at work. It's the law of compensation. People, they always tell you, you give and you get. But what does that exactly mean? It doesn't necessarily mean that you need to give more. Here's the thing. It means that you need to give in another way. Here's an example. You work an average 9-to-5, but you don't want that. You want more out of life. Financial stability, a promotion, you want your salary to be raised. But here's what you do. You do the average work that is requested from you. And sometimes, or even all the time, you do even more. More work, more extra hours, and more shifts. Yet there isn't a raise. There isn't a promotion. How come? Here's how the law of compensation works. You need to give more of your time to something that is completely different than what you are doing currently. So here's an example. Maybe you have your team at work, right? And each Monday from now on, you start to ask them about their mental health, how they are doing right now, check up on them each Monday. Even though you're just an average employee, you're not a leader, you're not the CEO, you are the person who has the 9-to-5 job, right? But here's what this does. You do something that impacts another person's life. You give your time. And time is really important when it comes to the law of compensation. So what did you do there, right? You just talked to somebody. Every Monday, you check up on these people. This is just an example. Of course, there are so many endless options we could take right now, but I just want to stick with this example just to make clear what the law of compensation means. So what did you do here? You have automatically given time into your surroundings that is extra time from you, and you gave it to other people. The law of compensation, it picks up on this time that you have now let go from your time, you know, because you have given up some of yours. The law of compensation will bring you back the compensation it feels you need the most. And this comes in different forms, depending on what your essential need is in that moment, what you're lacking of. So you give time of your personal life to somebody else. And here's what the three principles, the law of compensation, wires back to you. It can be money, friendship, or relationships. These are the three main actors of the law of compensation, while money obviously is on top of this law. But here's the catch. Of course, we have a catch here. You need to truly be genuine in whatever you put your extra time into. Let's make it clear. And maybe take me as an example. 2 years ago, I was completely lost. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my professional life after I worked so hard on my app. You know, that was my initial goal, and I achieved my goal, and yet I didn't set myself any other goals. So I had to start something from scratch again. That takes a lot of energy. That takes a lot of hard work, persistency, and time. So I thought, from my next venture, I want to build something that benefits others. And I want to put my time into helping others. I thought I can share my stories with you guys, and it will help guide you in your professional and everyday life to hear not just my story and my take on things, but also other people's stories. They motivate you, they inspire you, they help you. And here's where the law of compensation comes to play. I did not expect anything in return from you guys, right? Obviously, you are my listeners. I do this because I want to do something good. I want to spend my time helping you. And I also did not expect anything from my guests who came on the show. I brought Bossy and Glossy to life because I wanted deep in my heart to help others. So what did I get in return? I received incredible guests as a compensation because that was my first initial desire. Deep down, I always wanted guests who I personally look up to come to the show and talk about their businesses. And that came to fruition because I gave out my time and I spent my time and I gave this time that I have to others. I didn't have to do it, but I did it because I genuinely wanted it. That's when the law of compensation through vibrations understands that it needs to fill in the time that I gave out in the three forms that comes back to you. So it will fill that hole with the compensation I desired all this time. Nowadays, you know, we always hear so many people talk about the law of attraction and say things like work smarter, not harder. But understanding what these things truly mean and what the law of compensation is, and that the law of compensation is what has helped others to build empires, is what's essential when it comes to the podcast show like ours, where we talk about success. So on this note, this is all for this week. I wanted to keep it short. I wanted to get to the points that I had. I wanted to share something that I personally never heard anywhere else, never read anywhere else, and also never watched anywhere else. So I believe there's some true value in today's episode, and I wish that you can take that with you and just think about it every once in a while. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast to be the first to get to listen to Bossy and Glossy each Wednesday. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Bossy Podcast. Have a great, positive week, you guys. And until next week, bye.